BlackHillRadio.org, frequency and phrenology. Okay, we're going to talk about good things today, but right now we're looking for keys. Hassan, anyone who knows Hassan, give us a call at the station, 213-252-0998. Be very helpful. That was some old Jane's Addiction. This is some Primitive Machines. Two of my favorite people here in this town, Brad and Adam, spelled A-T-O-M. I used to love dancing to this song in public arenas. I gotta do that again sometime. Okay, here it is.
signed Jimi Hendrix to our label and put him on backing us up. And I couldn't really believe it, you know. I thought, Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? You know, there's going to... So he went on and he did his thing. He did knock the amplifiers over. He set his guitar alight. He practically smashed it up. He got feedback together and he also played in his own inimitable way. And I went on afterwards and I just stood and strummed.
Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you. We'll be right back.
does happen to be Saturday afternoon. Looks like the sky is turning a little more blue. So just a little bit left in the day, but at least it looks like it's getting a little more sunny. So that's nice for you folk out there. So you can give me a call if you want, 213-252-0998. Martin Luther King's weekend, the weekend that, you know, we use to give our respects to a great man, a great man. I'm really into Martin Luther King, I must say. And I had a book of Martin Luther King sermons, and I have seemed to lost it. I'm so sorry. I wanted to read you some out of that, and I can't find it. So what I'll do is I'll look on the computer and find some lovely things from Martin Luther King to read you, because his words are just poetry. They're beautiful, meaningful, soulful. Wow. They knock you out, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's see. What's going on tonight? You know, there's this thing going on tonight that you might want to know about. It's called Rock and Row. It's a benefit to support the Women's Reproductive Rights Assistance Project. And it's going to be a little show going on at the Henry Fonda Theater at 6126 Hollywood Boulevard tonight at 8 p.m. It's a benefit, so it's expensive. The ticket prices here are listed as $45 to $100. So, but it will have Captain Beefheart's guitarist Morris Tepper and Rock Paradist's Tenacious D, comedy from Greg Proops, Louis C.K., Laura Keitlinger. So if you know who those people are and you want to pay a lot of money to go see them, it's a good cause. If you think that's a good cause. You may not think that's a good cause, in which case you don't even want to hear about it. But if you're into that, that's going on tonight. And like I said, over at the M Bar is our own DJ John Hirschfield's birthday celebration. If you want to go whack him on the butt however many times, I don't know how many times it'd be, maybe it's a lot, but guys don't care about that kind of stuff, right? I'm just taking a little flip through here to see if I find anything else you might want to know about for tonight. I supposedly have a friend coming into town, but I think she's in town and I haven't heard from her, so I don't know what's going to happen with that. That's okay. So we'll have fun playing some Muzak. You can give me a call if you want to. Yes, and I will even answer your questions about your dreams, your brain, your mind, your physical self, whatever you want. Give me a call, 213-252-0998.
There's a house on the block that's empty now, the dominie is gone. There's a house on the block that's empty now, the dominie is gone.
watching more. I dig your baby and I want you to know.
Okay, that was a song bringing up a very important issue that not many people are aware of. It's a very dangerous situation that unfortunately afflicts musicians in particular. There are a certain family of ailments called microphone diseases, and they're very difficult to control. They are very easily contractable, and unfortunately, there have been known epidemics of microphone diseases, especially here in Los Angeles. I think the number two city for microphone diseases is probably someplace in Texas, Dallas, Austin. Austin, that's what it was, yes. And unfortunately, people die. You know, it's a sad disease. Fortunately, it happens to those musicians who get their mouths too close to the microphone. thereby transmitting the dangerous materials off of the fuzzy green, orange, and yellow tops of the microphones and into their own respiratory systems. And within days, things just fall to pieces, really. It's a tragic situation. There's bleeding from the mouth, bleeding from the trachea, down into the lungs. They develop a pneumonia with an infiltrate that has blood in it. And they lose the ability to speak, sing, and then eventually breathe. And unfortunately, it's about 50% fatal, just about as bad as avian flu is. And you may know somebody who's been afflicted with it. It's a terrible tragedy. So please donate to your local chapter for musicians with microphone diseases, MMD, because they really need your help. Musicians, of course, don't have health insurance. They don't have money, and they need your help in order to stop the scourge that is microphone diseases. And Bumblebees 81 donated that track and all its proceeds to this specific ailment, as it is, of course, very, very prevalent here in Los Angeles. And they understand the importance of giving, the importance of donating their time and their efforts, their creativity, for the help of others, for the help of others who may not be as fortunate, for the help of others who may need to have their mouth on a microphone and slobber all over it and reconstitute the already dried materials that were left there and, you know, therefore unfortunately infect themselves. If they just had left it dry, left it alone, not touched it, wouldn't have been such a problem. Alas, it's really difficult. And I there was an epidemic in the UK a couple of years ago that you may have heard of. And I think at least 121 people died. So something to think about, you know. You can always help, you can always give, you can always look out for other people. And if you see a musician getting too close to that microphone, sticking the microphone in their mouth, just pull it away. Just go right on up there and you just pull it right away from them, because you know how dangerous it can be, and they might not. They might not. Thank you. Just wanted to tell you about that. It's very dear to my heart. Oh, and I've got the next one coming up for Frank, if you're listening, because you were always into Bowie, and this is one of the few Bowie I have. So this one's for Frank, my cousin in Georgia.
Oh,
screwed up. Deal with it. Technical prowess you witnessed there, yeah. Thank you very much. I am really, really good at this stuff. I gotta say, I'm impressed with myself sometimes, you know? So there, yeah, okay. Well, you're still here with Frequency and Phrenology. And you just heard some Brian Jonestown Massacre twice after something else broke in because I hit the wrong button. There you go. That's what happens. Thanks, Frank, for calling. That was nice to hear from you. And if any of y'all, other people want to call, 213-252-0998. And I do believe I have the AOL Instant Messenger correctly in place now at the address of Kill Radio Station, all one word. So if you want to check that out, you can. You can try to get in touch with me there and not incur your long distance charges. And someone just asked me if that microphone diseases thing was for real, and well, I've got to tell you, it is. You know, I kind of hurt that, you know, someone would even think that what I was saying wasn't true, but there you go. It's the trust we have in our society these days. Okay, so before that we were hearing some Faint. I played my friend Triops Trafid after the David Bowie, because I thought that went together quite well. And, we heard some Slow Dive. So, Nick, if you're out there, Christian, if you're out there you go. That one was for you guys. And you can come visit me here in L.A. sometime. You know, you don't always have to go to Northern California to do your snowboarding and whatnot, and then totally skip seeing me down here. Not fond of that, guys. Not fond of it. Okay, I'm going to try to play what may be no more than a 10-second snippet of something Martin Luther King said. But it may be longer, so we'll see what happens. And I'm going to play it on top of this lovely Ulrich Schnauss called Paracetamol. Listen and learn.
Civil rights. When will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied.
Okay, so there you go, 10 seconds. I thought it would be longer, but it wasn't. So I'm going to keep on looking. I'm going to see if I can find more. Because we need to really find a juicy section where he says some stuff. And if not, I'll read it, but it's just his voice is so strong, you know, that sounds a lot different. Very different? I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, it sounds very different coming from him. And much more powerful, so I want you to hear his voice. So I'll keep looking. You listen to the Schnauss, the Schnauster. Got some Jet coming up next, some Stone Roses. I wish I had Vile Cherubs. I was just talking to my friend about Vile Cherubs. I'm so sorry I don't. I'll try to figure out how to get it on here. But for now, you just listen to this.
Speaking those words, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed in Memphis, Tennessee by James Earl Ray.
I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you.
All right, folks, I guess I'll keep trying, but, you know, that's about as good as I'm getting. I'm getting this whole section on people talking about Martin Luther King, and I don't want to play that. So if you have any suggestions, you can give me a call. Otherwise, I'll just keep on doing what I'm doing and interrupting your lovely music listening experience with random clips of audio. Just like you know we can here at Kill Radio whenever we want to. So there.
Well, I've been thinking about the future. Too young to pretend. It's such a waste to always look behind you. You should be looking straight ahead. Yeah. I'm looking down the tracks. A uniform man asking, am I paid off? Why would I want to be?
What will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. decades ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope for millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize the shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time. Make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever... our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. They have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our bodies heavy with the fatigue of travel cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. One day, down in Alabama with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. One day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Whitney Cameron. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Kill Radio, that's the lovely and what was that? Oh, that was you. That was the lovely end of a Jimi Hendrix. Is that on? You can try it. Here, try it.
Hello,
There you go.
God, I sound like I'm in Vegas.
I know.
Hey.
Good Lord.
Chicken Leather here. Going to do a little nightclub act for Bicycle Winter. And hey, all you girls out there, come on up to the stage. Yes, it's Bicycle Winter tonight. God, this is sick, man. Can't we lower me or something?
I'm trying, and it doesn't seem to be
okay.
Lowering.
Well, it's all right. We'll give this to Veronica. She talks softly.
The funny thing is, I'm not
I'm like halfway down the hall, and I still sound like I'm like in your brain right now. Okay, Heart. Kill Radio. DJ
yeah,
Chicken Leather, exhausted.
I don't know what's controlling that mic. I can't figure it out.
Black Woman Sidekick.
And we don't know what's controlling this mic. But
I'll let you guys figure it out later.
Wasn't that an insane transition that Katrina just did? I think we should all give her a hand. Here, hold on. Here. Wow. Thanks. See, that's how you know it's evil. I can clap and you hear it like, sounds like deafening gunshot wounds or something.
I cannot figure out what's going on with your mic, dude. I'll let you guys figure it out later. Oh, you know what? I know what it is. You're on the Aux channel that the computer's going through it right now. See, you're right here, I think.
These are trimmed, so.
Right, you're right here, I think.
All
right, Kill Radio listeners, this is Katrina, Frequency and Phrenology. It is now 6 p.m.
Check. Oh, that's a lot better. See, we trimmed it down a little.
And I'm going to be cutting out of here. So.
And speaking of cutting out, we just want to tell you that Katrina's probably heading over to the bike fashion show extravaganza that's going on, an art show going on there at on Riverside Drive in the church there. It's right on Fletcher. Right on Fletcher, you head over there. There's a little theater on the right. You actually go under three freeways to get to this thing.
Oh, my.
No, it's the best drive in L.A.
Yeah, it's the best drive. Riverside Drive. It's just over there, paralleling the 5. And tonight about 9 o'clock, that's right, we're going to be there as part of Bicycle Winter. They're going to have a big extravaganza, and you should all come down. It's free.
So I go to a church on Riverside that when I go down on Fletcher, I take a right on Riverside, and I'm going to see a church.
Before you go to Dodger Stadium.
Before you get to Dodger Stadium?
Yeah,
Stadium Way. It's way before Stadium Way. You'll see a ton of people and bikes out front. That's the place.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Bike fashion show, and we on good advice, we actually even interviewed for about 2 seconds. He was a little bit tired. He had done 10 hills or 8 hills?
Eight,
and he won 6 out of the 10 hills, and he could still walk. It was amazing. He had, like, legs of wood.
That's why that stuff scares me.
Yeah, these guys. We went on the other ride, the Tour of Watts, Tour de Watts. It was incredible, but it was also when the cloudburst happened.
Oh, when the heavens opened up and rain was upon you.
What we have planned for Talk is Still Cheap is just a few things. We're going to let Katrina play us out here.
Okay. So,
Kill Radio.
Yeah, Kill Radio. Rock on. Killradio.org with all of our bike riders.
Gonna hook you up, yes.
Doing their thing to not use gas and oil and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and then there's a couple more events happening that we're gonna tell you about, but there's actually some other things going on in LA too, so we're gonna tell you about those too.
And it's John Hirschfield's birthday at M Bar tonight too.
Wow, if you guys wanna hear an incredible DJ spinning, that's right, it's John Hirschfield at M Bar, which is over there on Vine. And I think it's Willoughby. Is it Vine and Willoughby? Or Vine in Santa Monica. It's right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The new cassette recorder fix it. And it sounds beautiful.
The fader's a little crackly, but that should be okay. So this is your bike winter.
This is actually, we went to, it was an art ride, and we got ditched. And so what we did is we went to our own part of the art ride, and here's where they were... The musician was actually playing at the bar. How cool is that? So we're going to hear this for a few minutes, and then we're going to interrupt it and talk about art. Talk about...
What? Bike Winter, of course.
Bike Winter.
One more day left.
Bike Winter. One more day left, but a state of mind that we're going to keep going, hopefully, until Bike Spring and Bike Summer again.
Woohoo! It's bike all the
bike
time, all year round.
That's what it should have been. Bike Winter is insane.
It's rather cold out there. Too much rain. Okay. KillRadio.org.
I'll let you guys take it on.